Maybe you have some reflection on that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You're right that that the opening up of the sector and other operators is a key element to be considered in this framework, but it's not the only one. We remember that obviously the AGC and the amendment proposals are directed at member states. So what the agreement is saying is that member states agree to work towards having a certain set of parameters. And in this case, they work towards a certain set of parameters for stations. So the question is, I'm formulating the question while I'm thinking while I'm thinking about it. We're asking member states to do this, but, well, member states are agreeing to do it by becoming contracting parties, of course, I should say that. It's not that we're asking member states to do something. This necessary infrastructure for railway operators, firstly, is it actually something that is, are all those things something that are relevant to an international railway passenger hub? So you may want to preheat and climatize trains at a station and therefore have the facilities to do that. You obviously would want to make sure that there was sufficient access to tracks to run the services at the station. But do you really need to have at a station access to a maintenance facility near to the hub? Yes, okay, there's probably a need for stabling facilities. So the question is, A, do these actually need to be included within an amendment which is focused on hubs? And B, to what extent do they need to be included? If they do need to be included, to what extent or which ones need to be included in the text? Because it's not only about where there is open access operation and new entrants coming in, it's also a case of the station owner needing to provide these services for the only operator, which in some cases may be a different company.